Many of us feel stress and get overwhelmed, not because we're taking on too much, but because we're taking on too little of what really strengthens us.
Hello, and welcome to the show, Colourful Conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. This week, we are asked the question, life stresses, are we taking on too much? Well, the 21st century is full of intense pressure. It's dynamic, it's fast-paced, and are we actually taking on too much? More people today seem to have to do multitasking activities, more jobs. It seems as though more of us have to do much more this century than ever before. We have to pay more bills. We have to do much more. In fact, even to the point where people in the education system seem to be taking on too much. For example, some teachers are complaining that they're not only having to teach their pupils, but they're also having to educate them. Everything from toilet training, raising the children. Why, what's happened to parents? Why can't they do the job? And yet, there are also other life stresses. Perhaps the burden of going out onto the streets and seeing that there is so much stress and violence that maybe we just simply can't cope. Not only that, but there are certain communities where even the clergymen are having to suffer from stress. Too many people banging on the church door saying, help, help, I need to do much more. And yet we've also got the other burden. Our children are just getting fatter and fatter. What do we need to do?
Yes.
Well, here is a little poem that actually illustrates that if you just take on too much, it can cause you stress. Moth of the Cloth. Maxwell the moth munched a whole tablecloth, and then he fluttered out of control. Settling on a bowl of broth, he started to froth and went round the rim for a stroll. Filled with too much cotton, he felt quite rotten, and he became such an unsteady soul. Clumsily begotten, he was quickly forgotten, and he sank to the bottom of the bowl. Well, Clergyman Pete, oh, I know that if we take on too much, we can all sink to the bottom of the bowl of life.
Yes,
what do you think that we need to do to alleviate the stresses that we're all taking on today?
Oh, yes, I think that the levels of stress that you take on, that's an interesting concept. You see, you take on the stress in many circumstances. You take it on. So there is a choice in there. Things are thrown at us. They're difficult.
Is it self-inflicted?
Well, in a way, yes, in that I suppose what I'm saying is that such stress as we suffered is something not that we choose, so it's not self-inflicted in that meaning of the word, but it's self-inflicted in that we haven't deflected it, haven't batted it to one side. So if you're under stress, let's take the situation of clergymen, as that's my job, and maybe you could talk to what it's like as a businessman, but as a clergyman, one of the key things that you have control over is your diary or your schedule, to a large extent anyway. Most of your week, what you take on is down to you. There are great expectations on you, such that you could work a 200-hour week and still not get it all done. And so what you have to do is be prepared to disappoint people, have people be disappointed in you, because you just, you know, choose what you should be doing. You make decisions not to do things that are good things, but you prioritize something else. And in doing that, you can remove the stress. But you've got to actually take the decisions actively to take control of your diary, protect yourself, or protect your day off, for example. Make sure that you have enough time to recuperate, spend time with family, as well as doing your job. Now, that's as a clergyman, you've got perhaps more autonomy. No, not perhaps. You have more autonomy than most jobs. And so you would have thought that it wouldn't be a stressful job, but year after year, it's recorded as being one of the most stressful jobs, if you measure it in terms of people suffering from mental breakdowns, taking time off. Quite often, it's recorded as being the most stressful job. So there's something about having to take that decision to de-stress, to take time out, to not do certain things that people are expecting you to do, that is too difficult for us.
Yes.
And therefore, in that way, the stress is brought on yourself. That doesn't really help. Other than that, it perhaps focuses on where the problem is. The problem is having or developing the ability to make the right decisions about workload and how much stress you can take.
Yes. Well, I think that the other thing is, and this definitely applies to business, is about managing expectations.
Yes.
Now, we know, and we've talked about this in other podcasts, that society is such that there are, particularly in business, much greater pressures to turn things around much quicker, the need to succeed quickly. And especially, we're in a highly competitive, globalized world now. And so it's natural that the pace will increase and there'll be more stress on the workforce. Now, what I would say is that a lot of people are trying to find ways to prioritize. So prioritization is really, really important because, what really is important, you can fill your day, as you've already highlighted, with many things.
Yeah.
And many people will throw things at you, literally and metaphorically,
yes,
in the sense that they need things turning around quickly because they've got results to show and targets to hit. But what I've noticed is about working more efficiently. Now, we can also say that one of the challenges is, are you actually putting, say, for example, the best projects up front and focusing on those first, as opposed to the things that are short-term and tactical that don't add any value. So I do think that businesses, and this comes at all levels, it doesn't matter whether you're an executive or whether you're a member of the workforce, is really trying to sort of determine what really matters. Remember, most people, particularly in business, are serving a client. What matters to the client? What will really add value? And that's really, really hard, because when you're working at such great pace, and I think that particularly if we look at countries such as the United Kingdom and other parts of Europe, we have a very high work ethic. People don't necessarily do the classic 9-to-5, the principle of not clocking in at the factory door and then clocking out at a particular time is long gone. There is a lot of pressure for people to take work at home. Teachers, for example. So the show, we talked about the pressures on teachers. A lot of teachers in the industry are complaining that not only have they not got enough resources to teach the pupils, but they are being suddenly expected to do a lot more. A lot of the children that are turning up are either overweight, and so the teachers are expected to manage that, or underweight, they're not being fed correctly, or then basically parents need to do more. The teachers can only do so much. For disruption in the classroom, of course, you don't want that. But really, what the priority should be is on education, and that's what the teacher should be focused on, not necessarily doing corrections to life ills. So I think it's in any given profession is, whilst there are willing and able people to do more and go beyond the call of duty, there you can only stretch an individual so far. And I think that this is the problem. We're in a society now where, look at what's happening currently, where the pressure to meet a goal, we've talked about in business, the quarter by quarter targets. There was a time 30 years ago when you and I entered industry, and people thought more longer term. They talked more about annual targets as opposed to monthly targets and so on. And you can say, and I know that there are lots of listeners scoffing, saying, yeah, but we always had weekly and monthly targets. The pace is different. It's faster. It's much more intense. There are far more quoted companies in the world than ever before. And the need to meet shareholders' needs is even greater. Mm-hmm. So in business, there's no doubt that the game has changed. It's not a 9-to-5. We're basically an always-on society.
Yes.
So that's the other thing that we have to think about, is how do you adapt to fitting into an always-on society?
Yes.
The best way is to prioritize. prioritize. And whether that's to push back, not in a bad way, but to manage the situation for your leaders, for your executive leaders, or whoever is your manager. Because otherwise what happens is the burden comes on you so much that you'll never ever be productive. Similarly in society, I think this is the other thing as well. This is about managing yourself. One of the things that we've talked about before is people taking on too much debt. Do you really need that upgraded car? Do you really need that holiday? Do you need that extra holiday? Do you really need that exclusive clothing that sort of fills your wardrobe? Do you really need that extra morsel that would make you slightly larger, as Maxwell the Moth suddenly encountered? What stress it is. He's swimming at the bottom of the bowl and he's drowning rather badly. But I think overall, what we're seeing is that people are finding it difficult in the early part of the 21st century to adapt. I mean, we're old enough, as we know, to do a comparison to what we've seen over the last 30 to 40 years, where the game has changed. Society is different. We now have to think differently.
Yes. Yeah, the taking on too much problem is one that needs to be managed. And that's the issue, that you've got to take it on. I mean, that's our message, really. There's a certain decisions that need to be made. Yes, don't eat that extra bit of food. Don't take on that extra bit of work. Don't buy that extra thing. I mean, and declutter. You know, if you've got too many things.
Yes.
You've got too many things in your home. Take the decision. Throw some things away. Taking on extra responsibilities. Take on the ones that are important and not the others. And when it comes to dealing with other people, I've found frequently that if you explain why you're doing something, no, I'm not taking this on because, and you explain, your concept of making sure that you can do certain things well, including with your employer, I'm prioritizing this in order to do a good job. And to help them, come up with ideas for your boss. It may be that he finds you irritating, but usually if you come up with not only a reasoned reason why, for yourself, you can work better with this. If you come, here's a way I think this would work better for whatever the situation. Maybe, I don't know, what's your job? Maybe your job is you take the money at a car park. Maybe, you issue the tickets at the car park. And you were to think, here's a more efficient way of doing it, right? Cutting down on taking on too much. You write that down and present the idea. There's at least a chance that's going to be accepted. So explain, put in that bit of thought. So what I'm saying is, not taking on too much, but prioritize and thinking through how you're prioritizing. Prioritize the right things and explain. If you explain to people, I'm going to say people are usually reasonable, but that's too much of a claim, I think. If you explain, people are more likely to be reasonable. Let's put it like that.
Yes, and I think this is always very difficult because sometimes you do come up against barriers where it doesn't matter what you do, no matter how articulate you are at explaining the situation, more and more is thrown at you. Yeah. And not necessarily just in business, but it could be the pressures on your family, etc. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're coming up to a very important season. We're talking about, obviously, a festive season. There are more pressures to take on more. Pressures on to have the Christmas do, the big occasion to make it, more than it really needs to be. And so what we're doing is that often I think that we're taking on much more than we really need to. And it's very hard because there's an expectation, I think, that from some beyond what most people can deliver. I think that there's no harm to have ambition. I always think it's very good, particularly in business, that you push the boundaries and you manage your risk. So one of the things they talk about in business, which most people can relate to, is how do you manage risk? Now, risk comes down to not just managing a budget, although there is an element of that, not just managing people, although there's an element of that, but it's also looking at the overall situation, contextualizing what you're dealing with, and trying to establish what is the most efficient way of moving forward in the environment in which you're working. And that's the art of the game. It's not an easy thing. You know, even really experienced entrepreneurs struggle with that. But in society, I definitely think whether it's pressures on teachers, we've seen that even in the NHS, you know, there's more pressures on nurses to do a lot more because they have less resources. Now, it isn't just, as even the nurses themselves have said, it's not just a case of giving them more money or more, you know, equipment, etc. It's also about processes. Is it's all about what makes sense for the patient, let alone for the overall service. And I think it's time that we sort of reset our expectations, both in business and also in society. Yes, it is about that.
Yes, I think if we learn from what it teaches us in Scripture, Romans 12 verse 2, famous verse, in fact, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And this idea of not conforming yourself to the way things are just expected of you, being trammeled into a particular way of behaving, but have your mind renewed so that you, and it goes on to say, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. What's going to fit you, what's going to fit you into what God's plan is for your life, it is not going to just simply be fitting in what everyone tells you to do, or fitting in with how you just comfortably settle in. You can be too stressed and take on things that you shouldn't be taking on, as we've been discussing. So in order to focus, in order to cut down to just doing the things that you should be doing, you need to change your mindset. You need to be thinking in terms of, look, I can make decisions here. And they're making them, taking those tough decisions to give up on things that, you know, you expected to do or seem like a good thing to do, by actually thinking through what your priorities are. And that, I guess, yes, that's the message of this whole episode. Find out what your priorities are. Then you'll be in a position to make those difficult decisions to cut things out. You don't taking too much on. Now, it can work in both senses of taking too much on. If we're talking about a diet, you know, if you want to be fit and healthy, don't simply stick to the diet, the high carbohydrate diet that tends to be popular and is even taught by NHS clinics, certainly on the official sites. Instead, you know, think it through and cut out the things that are making you fat. Don't say, I'm not going to eat Creed cakes anymore. You know, make those decisions, cut certain things out of your life. When it comes to work, you know, there may be times when you have to not say, I'm not going to be taking on that overtime or whatever it is, because for me, it's best to have a little bit less income, but to have the quality of life and to be sustainable in what I'm doing. So I'm just giving a few examples there.
But yes,
it means that you've got to decide what your priorities are, and then you're in a position to make those decisions.
Yes. Well, the one thing I would like to say, and this is just something that I would invite all listeners to do, and I know that your parishioners would probably agree with this, you've got to communicate. So the point being is it's very easy to take on, a lot of tasks, and many people can do that, and many people can multitask. They can take on a lot of work and are prepared to do so and push themselves, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're at a point where you really feel that you need to talk it through, don't keep it to yourself. You have to talk it through. Now, that could be a colleague, that could be a clergyman, that could be anybody. It doesn't really matter. Having a conversation, even if it just be a brief one, can actually make a big difference. Somebody might offer you a good piece of advice which could just change the whole outcome. So I would certainly strongly say communicate with the people you know and trust, and I think that you could get through this.
We've been going on now about prioritizing, about getting things in place such that you can make decisions. But in the end, sometimes there's going to be too much put on you. There's going to be situations where you can't go, but you can't offload certain things you've got to do. Things are just put on you rather than you taking them on. And in those cases, there is only one way to really cope, and that is by trusting in God. I mean, one of the key tenets of the Christian faith is that you're able to trust God. And to lay your cares on him so that if you have too much stress, too much worry, it says, the Apostle Peter says, cast your anxiety on him because he cares for you. In the end, you may be too stressed to cope without supernatural help. It's available. Trust in God. He will help you through that difficult time, help you through that overbearing boss putting too much work on you, and help you, well, whatever situation we've talked about. In the end, there is help available. Tell God about it. Tell other people about it, because as you were saying, Mark, communicate what your needs and stresses are.
So, listeners, what do you think? I mean, are you suffering a little bit at the moment? Maybe you've been given a bit too much work. Maybe you're also a bit anxious of the season ahead. So we know that festive seasons can start to get a little bit more intense. The expectations are very high. Well, why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts? We'd love to hear from you, and we'll read out some comments on the next show. So thanks for joining us, and join us again next time for more colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.